I'm Mary Lohman, and you're listening to The Christian Working Woman. For over 35 years, I've been encouraging workplace Christians to see their jobs as their corner of the world, as ambassadors for Jesus Christ. But what if you've lost your job and now you're unemployed and trying hard to find a job? How can that be your corner of the world? Life has a way of taking sharp turns sometimes and putting us in a place we really don't want to be. Think about Joseph, who was handed over by his brothers to become a slave in Egypt. For several years, he was in servitude and then in jail because he refused to compromise his principles. He must have wondered how he ever ended up there. He certainly didn't deserve it, but there he was. But he stayed true to Jehovah, refused to lower his standards, and somehow made it through until God delivered him and raised him to the highest position in the land under the Pharaoh. You do have a job, you know, and it's probably the hardest job you'll ever have, and that job is to find a job. Therefore, you need a strategy and a plan that you consistently pursue until the right door opens. Statistics show that 70% of the time people find their jobs through networking, so that should be a major part of your strategy. Now, networking doesn't mean asking for a job. Rather, it's talking to people about what you can do, learning about the job market and opportunities, and finding out as much as you can about potential opportunities. Remember that information is power. So the more you know about the marketplace and people in it, the better equipped you are to network. So build your network of contacts and don't be afraid to go outside your comfort zone and ask anyone you think might give you some helpful information. It would be smart to set a goal for yourself each day, a certain number of contacts you will make each day in this networking mode so that you're keeping that network activity and growing it. Obviously, not every contact will provide something useful, but remember, it only takes one tip in the right direction to find that one job that's right for you. If 70% of the time people find new jobs via networking, then 70% of your job search time needs to be spent in networking activities. That makes sense, doesn't it? We've got some good information available to you on our website about the job of job hunting. So check that out at ChristianWorkingWoman.org. Thanks a lot for listening, and I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.